in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
There's $600 and some in the pot. In order to get the pot, you have to have either three birdies in a row, a hole-in-one, or even par. And, of course, the last three pots were won with hole-in-ones. It's easier to do that than to get three birdies in a row. And the pot is gone, and it's now started over. That was a three-year pot. Oh, boy. And I sat there and watched it. I'm like, damn, there goes my pot. My mom was looking for a new leg. Sorry about that, Mom.
Why don't you give her some of that money you made at the craps table?
No, it was my money.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach.
Get them up! It is Monday, B&E, early bird gets the worm. Get them out and get them an umbrella. It's going to be a slick one this morning. Wet streets and issues this morning. A lot of rain overnight and thunderstorms rolling through. And that'll be the case throughout your drive time this morning as we get your Monday work week underway. 7 August 2017 with a ton to do. The good, the bad, and the ugly from a very busy weekend that included the Hall of Fame inductions in Canton, Ohio. Plenty of baseball. Plenty of NFL news as well, and a lot to dive into at 447-3776. Also on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. We'll also continue our countdown to the top 25 teams in college football with number 20 today. Longhorn camp continues. Mr. Godbolt.
Yeah, if it's going to rain all day. That's what I say. Let that get saturated into this earth, and we need it. We need it badly. So this is a great. This looks like a great rain day. It's already been raining for a few hours. If we can keep this going, that would be fantastic today. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, all the soldiers in the state of Texas, and plus all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you for the great job you do. It is appreciated. First responders, we also thank you also each and every day.
No question. Yeah, it looks like upwards of 7 inches.
There you go.
Overnight. 7 inches overnight in some parts of the hill country as a cold front or cool front is moving through and hitting that Gulf air, creating big-time thunder boomers. And I was awoken this morning about four o'clock by a big old clap of thunder out my way. So that'll be the case throughout the morning. That obviously means get up and get out, get an early start. Streets will be slick. That's never fun to get your work week underway. But
they'll
get her
be
going.
Real slick this morning now.
It certainly will. Certainly will. So take your time. We'll get you there, keep you entertained, and have some fun. Keep you and get you caught up on the weekend that was. Busy weekend. Good weekend. Did you have a good one?
I did. It was a good weekend. I watched some of the Hall of Fame. LaDainian Tomlinson was just... That was a tough act for Jerry Jones to follow after that speech that Tomlinson gave. I thought he was running for governor or something. But,
might have been.
But he was good. He was fantastic. He was right on. He was an eloquent speaker. Jerry was good. And I watched about three speeches, and that was it for me.
They were long.
They were long. He's right.
And they were. I mean, I know they encouraged them to go a little shorter, but that thing lasted and lasted. But I thought Jerry Jones was terrific. LaDainian Tomlinson obviously went pretty heavy, but also had some great things. Well, we'll hear some of the highlights from those. It was a great weekend in Canton, Ohio. Let's get you caught up on the entire weekend as we do at the top of each hour with our headlines from the Ticket City Update Desk. Start with Texas football, and training camp continues for Tom Herman and the Longhorns. Had their first full-pad scrimmage of camp on Saturday. Good on all fronts, according to Coach Herman. Ones versus ones, two versus two. They went good on good. One injury note coming from that scrimmage. Senior safety Jason Hall suffered a head injury. He's being evaluated. 26 days out to the season opener with Maryland. We'll hear more from Tom Herman coming up with Craig Way in the Craig Way Report at the bottom of the hour. In the NFL, as we mentioned, Cowboys making their way back to California after their busy weekend in Canton. Dallas won the Hall of Fame game on Thursday, then watched team owner Jerry Jones and his induction into the Hall of Fame on Saturday night.
I leave you tonight with one last thank you. It's for you, the fans. I'm a fan. You're the heartbeat of the game. And the Dallas Cowboy fans are the greatest fans on earth. But I love Giant fans. I love Eagle fans. I love Redskin fans. I love Massillon High School fans here. I love Cart McKinley fans right here in town. You're here tonight because you love the game. Guys, I'm here because I love it, too. Thank you, guys.
Jerry Jones on Saturday night. Dallas will have two more weeks of workouts in Oxnard. Face the LA Rams on Saturday in preseason game number two. Houston Texans, meanwhile, play their first game of the preseason on Wednesday night facing Carolina. Coach Bill O'Brien said yesterday, J.J. Watt will play in that game, as will all his starters. We'll see time in that game on Wednesday. Jay Cutler has agreed to terms on a contract with the Miami Dolphins. According to a person familiar with that situation, they confirmed the agreement to the AP, condition of anonymity, because the Dolphins weren't expected to announce the deal until Cutler signed a $10 million one-year deal. He will compete with Matt Moore for the starting job, while Ryan Tannehill remains out with a left knee injury. It could sideline him the entire season. Major League Baseball, Adrian Beltre, Joey Gallo both homered, but not enough. Twins held on and beat Texas 6-5 yesterday. Rangers split that four-game series in Minnesota. Great win for the Astros yesterday. Down 6-3 in the ninth to the Blue Jays. Three outs from dropping their third straight series. Houston rallied. Singles for Jose Altuve, Yuri Gurriel, Marwin Gonzalez loaded the bases. Carlos Beltran plated a run on a force out to make it 6-4. Alex Bregman then ripped a two-out triple, tied the game at 6. Then the rookie, Juan Centeno, fresh up from AAA, played hero.
Line drive, base hit right field. The Astros walk it off. Juan Centeno wins the game after Alex Bregman ties it with a triple.
With the win, the Astros improved to American League best 71-40, best team in the American League. Best team in baseball, that is the LA Dodgers. They finished off a sweep of the Mets last night with an 8-0 win. How good are the Dodgers? How about historically good? Since June 6th, LA has won 44 of 51. They're 44-7. It's one of the greatest 50-game stretches in MLB history. They're 79-32 on the year. Speaking of great wins, how about the Round Rock Express at Dell Diamond last night? Newly acquired Willie Calhoun launched two more homers, including the go-ahead blast in the eighth to fuel a 5-4 win over Albuquerque. Calhoun was the key piece of that Yu Darvish trade with the Dodgers. He's hit four home runs in five games already with the E-Train. Very sad note from the sport of baseball, where former Philadelphia Phillies and Florida Marlins catcher Darren Dutch Dalton has lost his battle with brain cancer. After a rough four-year battle with the disease, he was just 55 years old. Golf's fourth major of the season will tee off on Thursday, PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. This past weekend, 49 of the top 50 players in the world were in Akron, Ohio for the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. And how about Hideki Matsuyama? Absolutely blitzed the field yesterday at Firestone Country Club. Friday final round 61. Good for 9-under en route to a 5-stroke win over Zach Johnson. Former Longhorn Jordan Spieth finished tied for 13th. And that's the news from the Ticket City Update Desk. A lot there.
Yeah, Matsuyama, I've never seen anything like that. Now, I've watched a lot of golf. That dude was, like, unconscious. He was just firing at pins, and he was putting well. He was chipping well. Good dude was like, what?
He was awesome. He was unbelievable.
He just left the field.
And that's 49 of the top 50 players.
Yes.
Those are always those WGC events, those invitationals, the World Golf Championships.
They're all there.
Man. And he just said, bye.
Wow.
Let me go ahead and smoke you dudes. He was terrific. 9-under, tied the course record. Tiger Woods, Sergio Garcia, Jose Maria Olazabal also have had 61s on that golf course en route to victories. But that's a good tune-up. Obviously, Quail Hollow will be the focus of the golf world on Thursday. Jordan Spieth has a chance to go for the career Grand Slam, meaning having won all four majors. He could do it just after his 24th birthday, which would be pretty incredible. Rory McIlroy has won a major on that course.
Mm-hmm.
At Quail Hollow, and actually owns the course record there. So be a lot of fun in golf. We'll talk plenty of football, plenty of baseball. Good weekend, to say the least. So we'll take your good, your bad, and your ugly. I actually played golf yesterday.
On a Sunday? A
little Plum Creek action.
I was going to say, it must have been Plum Creek.
A little Plum Creek, and I actually played one of my better rounds in a while. I had four birdies.
Nice.
Four birdies. I think I shot 75, 76.
Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah. I was hitting it pretty well. Now, so that's the good. The bad was our producer, BK, Saturday night at the Dell Diamond. I mean, this guy, our man BK had a bad weekend. You need to stop making bets.
I'm done.
Yeah, what is that deal with you guys? I mean, you're gonna be worked over here if you continue to make these bets.
I mean, you got to start winning some. So BK and Trey Elling, they do the midday show here on the Horn, 11-1, and you guys continue to make a series of bets, and you keep losing. So on Friday night, BK, to pay off a bet, had to go to a WNBA game.
How was that? How was the game?
Friday night in San Antonio.
It was an exciting game. Actually came down to the final possession. I mean, as exciting as a WNBA game could be.
Do they have a decent crowd?
No.
Oh.
I mean, 2,500, 3,000 people.
But I saw the video of that, and you had to go and be like full on fanboy.
Yeah, no, I was jumping up and down. I was yelling. I was waving.
You were being that obnoxious guy that you like.
Were the girls looking at you like, dude, settle down?
I was getting all kinds of looks, and people were talking to me too. I was talking back to them. I was taking it like it was game seven of the finals, baby.
You were into it.
And it was funny because you can go to our Facebook page at 104.9 The Horn on Facebook and see it.
You have a Lumberjack shirt on?
I bought a shirt there. It's $35.
What?
Asked them how much a jersey was. They said $74.99. I said, I'll stick to the $35 T-shirt.
And then on because he likes to run his mouth, this guy over here. So then BK got into a bet with our new all-ladies show on Saturday mornings. Okay, 11-1 our take. And he was throwing out the first pitch. He was set to throw out the first pitch at the Dell Diamond on Saturday night before the Express Albuquerque game. And you popped off a little bit, right? You got into a little bet with these ladies from our take. And I guess the bet was you could heat it up over 55 miles an hour, but you could also throw somewhat of a strike, right? It had to be somewhat accurate and above.
At least hit the catcher's glove before it bounced.
Yeah, don't make them lunge for it.
Yeah.
And then heat it up over 55 miles an hour. So the old-time speed limit, which, you know, sounds easy, but it's not.
I mean, generally, every, I don't know, Pony League kid can do that.
Yeah.
The little Pony League kids, you know, the ones that are like 16 and 15.
Yeah, like mine. I got a 16.
He could probably
heat it up to about 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could probably do that. But so I didn't see this video. I did see the video of him going fanboy at the San Antonio, what was their team? The San Antonio?
The Stars.
Stars,
the
okay,
Silver
thank you.
Stars.
Silver Stars.
I'm not sure if they dropped the silver over the last few years. I'm not sure.
And here is the text I got about 6:56 on Saturday. Brad Kellner butchered the opening pitch. That's all I got. That's the text that I got.
That means there was a thumper. That means that thing bounced before it got there. Or it went over the catcher's head. Which one? Which came first?
On a hop.
One hopper?
One hopped into the strike zone. Does that count?
Oh, the skipper.
Dude, I've thrown that thing up there. Nice. I can't throw right-handed, but I went up there and threw it left-handed and got it to the pitch.
Well, when I heard this bet come down and I was thinking, because I've thrown out that first pitch several times, had the good fortune of that. Once you climb up on that mound, it becomes a different animal. It's not a flat surface, and it's a little bit slick because it's like no one's worked off the mound yet. They've got it all pristine and ready for game time. And you either have to go for accuracy or heat. You can't do both, BK.
No,
you can't do both, man.
I blew it.
So what'd you throw it up there, 36?
No,
I get you 36 on the gun?
No, I got 63 on the gun. I mean, that's a throw I can make, no problem. It got into my head. I did a little bullpen session earlier in the day. Probably threw a little bit too much. And it's funny because every, you know, measured out 60'6", and every throw I had early in the morning was too high. Too high, way too high. I mean, my buddy was going to go chase these down after I was tossing half of them.
So making them run.
Going to the backstop.
I thought for sure I'd have like a 50-cent type deal or something where it'd just go way over the catcher's head. But, boy, I guess I overcompensated once I got to the bump. And right after it left my arm,
you get nerves when you're up there, man.
Yeah, I guess
that was it. You get nerves. Sure you do.
Yeah, so it was the bones were eaten. It was butchered. It was botched. And it's just I can't win a bet to save my life, man. I got to stop these.
Yeah, well, you need. Your batting average not so hot
on
those bets, and you continue to lose. So what do you have to do? I heard something about you have to wear an OU shirt to Sixth Street.
Yeah, I got to wear an OU shirt downtown.
OU
yeah, and I've got to go with the three ladies from our take, which is the worst part of the whole deal. If I was just going by myself, that'd be fine.
Because you know they're going to yuck it up.
They're going to yuck
They'll
it up.
They'll spare no expense.
And they're women, and there's three of them, and they're going to talk. That's what women do. They talk, and they laugh about stuff that's not funny, and I don't know why they do it, but yeah, we got to figure out when that's going to be, and then
I would stop on the bets for a while.
I'm taking a break.
Football season's here.
Yeah,
take a break.
That could get embarrassing.
Well, the thing is, the only bet I've won was like the one actual sporting game that we did because I bet against Trey for the NBA Finals. Trey had the Cavs winning, and I told him there's no way. Every other bet, every time I have to do something myself, I just
I go
Matt Ryan 28-3 and just choke.
Oh, Matty Ice,
terrible! I can't win anything to save my life.
At least the. Well, what was the WNBA bet?
Well, we bet on a WNBA game for that one.
Oh, Lord.
It was Dallas versus Chicago, and Chicago is like the second worst team in the league behind San Antonio.
Because Trey lived in Chicago at one point, I guess.
Yeah, and then
I think I've heard that somewhere.
All his life.
Yeah,
and then Dallas was a much better team. I bet on them because I was just trying to get back into the win column, and sure enough, Chicago.
Choke artist over there.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Happy. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Yeah, the girls from, because Claire Brandon is from, she's a Sooner, so she made the bet about the Sooner gear to 6th Street. So that'll be fun. BK needs to stop making bets. Hope you had a better weekend than he did. And we'll talk about it throughout the morning. The good, the bad, and the ugly from the busy weekend that was. Longhorns Buck went through their first scrimmage. We'll get you some reports on that. Obviously, it was closed to the public and the media, so it's really about practice reports and people with their inside sources. But ones versus ones. That was something we didn't see in spring camp or fall camp or spring practice as much as we know. We saw the spring game, and it was we saw ones versus twos and then twos versus ones. By all accounts, this was one on one. And that's the way it's going to be in camp, that they're going to, good sharpens good, right? Steel on steel type thing. So that's a good thing. Shane Bouchel apparently being more of a vocal leader. Malik Jefferson got some good reviews coming in, and that's, obviously we're guessing of what's going on there. But, it's 26 days out. Longhorns getting ready for the Maryland game.
Yeah, that's a full live scrimmage on Saturday, and it sounds like Coach Herman was pretty pleased with what he saw. I mean, he's got these guys in – that first scrimmage can be kind of shaky. Generally, you don't get great reviews on the first scrimmage. Generally, somebody's a little bit lagging, whether it's offense or defense. But it sounds like everybody was very competitive, and that's what he's looking for right now is competition in these scrimmages. He'll start to hone in on some real, real, real important stuff. But when you get into pads, it's all about competition then. It's bone-on-bone stuff then.
Yeah, get physical.
Yes.
Get after it. And we've played the cut a million times already, but Todd Orlando talking about how physical this camp is going to be. They believe the only way to be a physical football team is to be physical in practice, and it's going to be a physical camp, and they'll take their chances with some injuries. Jason Hall did suffer a head injury. Cross your fingers for him. That's one of their deepest positions, but you hate to hear that. But other than that, they seem to come out of it pretty clean as far as the injuries go.
They'll be very
go.
Careful with a head injury, sir.
No, and they should, no question about that. So that was good. I thought the Hall of Fame speeches were terrific. We'll hear some of the highlights from those. Jerry Jones, LaDainian Tomlinson, Terrell Davis. And so we'll hear some of the highlights there. Also, from the bad side, speaking of college football camps, did you see Baylor football coach Matt Rhule?
No.
Speaking of bets.
Oh, no.
I don't know how this happened. BK, you may have some more insight on this, but Matt Rhule decided to bet his team, or someone challenged him. These new robots that they have?
Oh, yeah.
Robots. Sure. They look like big blocking dummies.
Mm-hmm.
But it moves. Right? It's a robot. So Matt Rhule decided that if he was going to race the blocking dummy. I think he did like a 40-yard foot race on their indoor practice facility up in Waco. And my man Matt Rhule, he's put on some weight.
No, that wasn't Rhule. That was just one of the guys in the athletic department.
Oh, it wasn't Rhule?
Something. No, it wasn't Rhule.
I saw the video.
Rhule tweeted it out or posted it. But it wasn't Rhule.
Associate
it
kind
of looked
AD.
Like Rhule, just a fatter version of Rhule.
Yeah, it looked like a bigger Rhule.
But yeah, I think it was the associate AD or somebody else in the
AD.
Department. Yeah,
which is good, because then if you thought Matt Rhule was fat,
I was like, what the
we
heck?
Got another fat one in the Big 12.
I kept watching the video going, man, I saw him at Big 12 Media Days.
That's it. Now
he
he's officially,
like that.
Matt Rhule is officially
the
fat
happened?
Now. That's it.
All right, so tell me who it was, but it was funny. He, he beat the dummy, and then the dummy got him at the end. Like
chased him down, started beating him.
He started celebrating a little bit, and then the blocking dummy came under him, took his legs out.
Oh, no.
He went down. No.
The associate AD for football operations, Sean Padden, is this guy's name.
But he looks like Matt Rhule in the face.
Kind of does.
He looks like Matt Rhule.
That would have been the Cleve Bryant of Mac Brown's era. That would have been Cleve running down against the
chubby
dummy.
Matt Rhule.
Yes.
I shouldn't make fun of his. Don't body shame the guy, for crying out loud.
Well, he's now known as Chubby Matt Rhule. Thank you very much. That's the start of that.
Sorry,
Chubby
Matt.
Chubby Summy and Chubby Matt Rhule.
Yeah, football. Yeah, exactly. Football camps continue all over as we're inside, inside 3 weeks of the start of the football season. Longhorns starting 26 days, but obviously there's a full bank of games the Saturday before the Longhorns play Maryland. It's really turning on towards the start of your football season, which is a good thing. Also on the good side this weekend, Buck, I did see Game of Thrones last night.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's all I can say. If you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it for you. That was an episode. Our man Monty Williams gave us the information. We were on vacation that they spend the average cost of a Game of Thrones episode cost $6 million.
I can understand it.
To film. And then he texted me last night. He said, I bet that one was 12. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Per episode?
Per episode.
Man.
Plus the cost of the actors. Don't forget they get paid. They're the highest paid actors out there right now.
Well, the cost. They don't film on a set. They film in Ireland, throughout Europe.
Sure.
They find these exotic places to create this, fictitious world. But, geez, Louise last night, Buck. I mean, like, it was like a major motion picture going on in my house. I had the sound turned way up. It was that was some filmmaking. That was a show. That was only episode 4.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, we had dragons. We had fire-breathing dragons. We had a whole bit last night.
I did talk to her.
Mother of children.
Brother of...
Mother of dragons. I did get a chance to talk to Jonathan Banks, who is feeling better. He's starting to feel a little bit better. We can't
throw... Better Call Saul.
He's nominated again this year.
For
he's,
a Grammy.
Yeah,
or for Grammy. For an Emmy.
Emmy. He's nominated for an Emmy. You know, he's 0 for 5. You know, when he was with Breaking Bad, everybody got nominated, and he got nominated, but he never won with Breaking Bad because there were so many... Everybody else won, and so now he's nominated again.
And if you missed it, maybe on vacation, Jonathan was supposed to make his way to the to the Mullet Open in July, but wasn't feeling great. And doctor's orders, he couldn't make the trip. But
can't fly.
You say he's feeling better.
He still can't fly, and they don't start taping Better Call Saul until January.
Oh, here they come.
Well,
I'm glad to hear he's feeling better, by the way. This says, you mean Fat Rule? Don't do that.
How about Coach Fat Drool? Fat Matt.
We now call him Fat Matt. It wasn't Matt Rule. That was my mistake. Don't put that on the coach.
I think that happened with Summy. It happened with Coach Sumlin. That's how it started.
Wasn't us, though.
I kind of like Coach Fat Drool. That's great.
And he got taken out by the dummy. That is funny. That is good stuff. Good weekend. Good weekend.
And a sad weekend for Philadelphia Phillies fans.
Oh, that's so sad.
Man, I remember that guy. I wasn't a Phillies fan, but he was they loved him in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Darren Dutch Dalton,
the
catcher, also was in Miami. Just a winner, just a tough, hard nosed catcher. On those teams with John Kruk and Len Dykstra and those Phillies teams that won the World Championship in the early part of the 90s. And
55 years old,
battled brain cancer and succumbed to that over the weekend. So sad news there from the world of sports for sure. We'll pick up our Horn Top 25 coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're at number 20. Also, quick note, last Monday we had the University of Houston at number 25. We're going to talk to Major Applewhite coming up about 8:05 this morning. We'll talk to Coach Applewhite on his push as he replaces Tom Herman, what he's got in Houston. We had him ranked at 25. We like their schedule, and we'll talk to Coach Herman or Coach Applewhite 1 week into camp. I couldn't get him last week because of scheduling, but he's going to be with us coming up. And we'll also preview number 20 today, Buck. Team out of the Big 12, the old ball coach himself.
Oh, man.
The old ball coach himself, the Kansas State Wildcats, will be our 20th ranked team.
Excited about
that. It's the Big 12!
I'm excited about talking about the old ball coach. He's special.
He's got a quarterback coming back. He's got a bunch of returning players, which is usually trouble for the rest of the conference. So, yes, we will dive in to K-State this morning, throughout the morning, at the bottoms of each hour. Major Applewhite at 8:05 will take your good, your bad, and your ugly from a busy sports weekend. I mentioned in the headlines, but it bears mentioning here in the first segment. I mean, I was excited to see the Astros rally for a win because they were about to lose another series, and they're hitting their first skid of the Astros year. They're still 31 games over .500. The L.A. Dodgers are ridiculous. I was watching the Dodgers last night. I mean, you see, Yu Darvish went out in his first start as a Met.
I watched that game.
It was great. It's great. I mean, three hits, just a shutout.
Man, he had a sinker going like nobody's business the other day.
Golly, we keep running off the notes, but they are historically good. The LA Dodgers are on a run. We've mentioned that at one point in early May, the LA Dodgers were 15 and 14. They are now 79-32. They've won 44 of their last 50 games. It's ridiculous.
That's a hot team right there.
I mean, because that's not like some small sample of – they're not streaking. They are just a juggernaut right now. Ever since Cody Bellinger was brought up and put into their lineup to go with Corey Seager and
– he had a few home runs over the weekend too.
Yeah. Well, their lineup is just – it's not some household names. They'll become household names in Los Angeles. But the pitching staff now with Yu Darvish, that is a scary good baseball team. Their bullpen is locked down. And if you're an Astro fan, the thing you're keeping your eye on is the Boston Red Sox are streaking right now. Red Sox are putting things together.
Yeah, the Yankees needed that win last night because they were struggling over the weekend. They were struggling. And Elle's on today on ESPN. I just called her Elle. She is.
Elle Duncan, is that a good
one? You know what she's got on? She's wearing a ballerina dress today. That's where that one goes up to.
Oh,
she looks like a ballerina.
She does.
It's not fair.
Monday morning Sports Center with Elle Duncan. We'll have updates. We'll have our top 25 coming up. This says that Phillies team never won the World Series. That's right. Joe Carter. Joe freaking Carter. Mitch Williams. The Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Coughed it up. One of the great World Series moments ever. The walk-off. for Joe Carter. We'll take your thoughts and good, bad, and ugly from a busy weekend. We'll dive into K-State coming up. Craig Way has the Craig Way Report. Lot to do. Glad you're with us on a Monday. Be careful out there. It's going to be rainy throughout your commute this morning. High of 93 as storms roll through on this Monday morning. 104.9 AM 1260. Stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
B&E.
Sure is on a Monday, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Be careful out there. Severe weather in the forecast and moving through right now. Western Travis County out into the hill country, rolling through. There have been high accumulations of rain, possible flash flooding. Winds up to 40 miles an hour in certain areas are the alerts that are down. So keep an eye on the skies this morning. Give yourself some extra time and you'll make a plan. It's got a picture from the house. I got all the pets in the bed. All the pets are in the bed at home. Because the thunder is booming, so be careful out there as you're rolling in and getting up and out on a Monday morning. 7 August, taking your good, your bad, and your ugly from a busy weekend. Craig Way's got the Craig Way Report coming up, latest from the Longhorn Camp, and yes, our Horn Top 25 hits number 20 today, Mr. Godbolt, and it's going to be nasty out there today.
Yes, it is going to be nasty. We want it to stay nasty, as a matter of fact.
Well, you want some good rain.
We want good rain. We want it about 11 o'clock. You could stop at around 11 or noon. Well, let's just kind of keep it going.
And this is going to be a weather pattern. It's supposed to rain today and tonight and then into tomorrow.
Good.
There's a 70% chance of rain showers tomorrow. So this moisture is going to be in the forecast the next several days, which is a good thing. But be careful with high winds and possible flooding. We understand how those alerts can go. All right, so a lot to do. We mentioned Major Applewhite will join the show at 8:05. We'll talk with Coach Applewhite. Houston was number 25 on our Horn Top 25 countdown last Monday. We had Texas A&M, TCU, Georgia, and Texas as a back five in our top 25. Let's dive into number 20.
The Horn's Top 25 countdown.
What a hurdle by Jackson! Highlight reel touchdown! Lamar Jackson does it again!
Inside the 10, Tyrone to the 5, swoops, there he is, touchdown Texas.
Watson takes a snap, rolls right, looks into the end zone,
Hunter Renfrow caught it, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Number 20, Kansas State Wildcats.
All right, you Kansas State fans, coming up at about 8:30 this morning, we'll talk to Tom Fitzgerald. He's the writer and publisher for GoPowerCat.com. Covering K-State. They are number 20 in our poll. They're number 19 in the coaches' poll, which was out last week, Buck. They have 8 offensive starters returning, including Jesse Ertz, their quarterback. Most of their offensive line, 6 on defense. A team that went 9-4 a year ago. And they'll be in the mix. They typically are when Bill Snyder has a veteran quarterback and this many starters back. Typically well-coached. I mean, always well-coached. And typically they become a factor when the team is built like this.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. What does Ertz do well? Everything. He's a pretty good player on a 9-4 team last year who returned 3 running backs. So they have a kind of rotation at the running back position. They've got Pringle at wide receiver who is really good. They got 2 really solid wide receivers. But what they have is 3 returning offensive linemen on a really steady offensive line. What they'll miss is 5 guys missing on defense. And they're missing some outstanding defensive players. They're going to have to – Willis was a great defensive end. They got 2 linebackers that they have to replace. You got to expect Coach Snyder to have great special teams. So I expect they'll be solid on special teams to make up for some of that defense. But this is a team – I don't know why people think this is a sleeper team. They were 9-4 last year. This is not a Big 12 sleeper team. This is a contender for the Big 12 championship with this quarterback and this offense coming back.
Yeah, they got to come to Texas on October the 7th. That's a huge stretch for the Longhorns. That's as they come off that USC game, their bye week, and then Iowa State on a Thursday night. Longhorns will host K-State on October 7th.
Their road games are at Oklahoma State and at Texas. That's it.
Yeah, they also play Vanderbilt out of the SEC in a non-conference game in September. Central Arkansas and Charlotte start their year for Coach Bill Snyder. Let's get some thoughts from our experts. We've got Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. He weighed in on Kansas State going into 2017.
Well, it all starts and ends with their quarterback, Jesse Ertz. When he played last year, I mean, they were really, really good. It's a kid that you can't tell when he has the ball, whether sometimes when he's handing off, whether he's keeping it, whether he's faking it, or what he's doing. So the cameramen are always tricked by him. He led the team in rushing with over 1,000 yards. But when he was hurt, you know, this was a different team. They don't have the depth there, don't have the depth throughout this lineup. But as always, he's bringing in some guys from the junior college ranks or some of these other teams. He brings in a wide receiver, number 21, Carlos Strickland. Comes over from Cal. This is a guy that might end up being their number one receiver. They return four out of five starters on the offensive line that average 5.3 yards per carry. Two guys that are key for this team, two junior college guys. They bring in a linebacker, number five, Daquan Patton. Also, free safety, Elijah Walker. These two guys need to make an impact here. But, I mean, special teams, second to none. It seems like every single year they're in the top 10. And every year they're picked to finish fifth, sixth, and seventh. I got them finishing in the top four as long as Jesse Ertz stays healthy. So if Ertz stays healthy, they'll be in the top 20. They'll go to probably a pretty big bowl. Wouldn't shock me if they end up number one or number two. He just seems to get the most out of his potential. Love Bill Snyder.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team. The four losses they had were the top 25 teams last year, and two of those four games were by less than a touchdown. So they'll always be in the game. And last year was the reason they were always in the game was basically because that defense was, I mean, they would knock you out in the special teams. So as I said, if the special teams is good, look out for this group right here again.
Flashy. Bill Snyder knows exactly what he's looking for.
Sure.
You go back and watch Bill Snyder teams year after year. He's got a quarterback that's mobile that can run, and they run that little, you know, the slow the game down offense. They've got a receiver, whether it's a Lockett or a Pringle or whoever, who runs those slant routes, and they convert on third down. They keep the chains moving, and on defense, they play that traditional bend but don't break 3-4 defense.
Yes. Cause you to fumble or whatever it is, yeah, for you to make a mistake.
They just wait for you to make a mistake. And Bill Snyder knows what he needs. I mean, you can just go year after year, find his roster. He's going to have a really good linebacker. He's going to have great special teams.
So he's going to find a junior college guy.
Yeah, he's going to go out and find a safety, a ball hawk. He knows exactly what he's looking for.
It's incredible. This group only gave up 22 or 23 points last year. And in the Big 12, you're giving up that.
Well, they slow the game down. They win the field position battle with special teams. They keep the ball away.
They keep the ball away from you. Yeah. So you don't get a chance to score a lot of points.
And then these teams in the Big 12 that are used to scoring a lot of points, when they don't have the ball and they get a couple three and outs, well, all of a sudden they start to panic a little bit, start forcing the issue, which leads to turnovers. I mean, it's the traditional recipe of Bill Snyder.
I kind of hope Texas gets to that point right there where they do that. I know it's going to be boring for fans, but
no, it's not.
I hope Tom I
wins
know,
are fun.
I know Tom Herman. I'm thinking Tom Herman has learned a little bit of something from Coach Snyder. If you can play keep away and don't have to have total big plays, you know what I mean? But when you got some big play guys, I guess it's hard to do that when you got.
Well, they do end up with explosive plays because they lull you to sleep and then hit you with a long one.
Yeah, the dangum quarterback keeps.
Yeah, Jesse Ertz will be a key. Obviously, we've had TCU in our top 25. We had Texas in our top 25, and here's Kansas State. Obviously, we'll hit Oklahoma and Oklahoma State along the way to number one. But those are your big factors, your big teams to watch for in the Big 12 Conference, in our mind, and in the coaches' poll as well. All right, we'll do more on K-State. As we mentioned, next hour we'll hear from our man from Phil Steele's college football preview. He'll weigh in on Kansas State. Also, as we said, Tim Fitzgerald, the writer and publisher of GoPowerCat.com, will join us at 8:30 to preview the Wildcats. Major Applewhite joins the show just after 8 o'clock this morning. On the way to the timeout, Buck, let's get Craig Way involved. Craig Way, what was going on with the scrimmage this weekend? Craig Way with more on the Longhorns.
The second week of fall camp practices get underway today for the two area Division I FBS college football programs. Both the Texas Longhorns and the Texas State Bobcats have gone through their first workouts without pads, then with shoulder pads, then finally with pads, and then it was on to scrimmages. For the Longhorns, Saturday morning scrimmage at Denius Fields wasn't intended to be anything radically different than the work Tom Herman has had his team perform in the prior days, but he did see some things he liked. And as to specifics, there were some of those. For example, the progress of the installation of his offense and defense for the Horns. Where is that progress?
Pretty far in terms of our base offense and defense, and base meaning third down as well. We don't have a huge red zone package in yet, but we needed a little bit just so we could function in the scrimmage. And then, you know, don't have 2 minute. There's a few kind of special situations that we don't have in just yet, but, you know, probably over three quarters of what we're going to do is being run out there.
More work today for both Texas and Texas State, as it's back to the practice field for both teams, and we'll have more on the resumption of work this afternoon on our next report. I'm Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, we'll do more on the Texas scrimmage in the first week of Texas camp coming up in our coach's corner. Hear more from Tom Herman as the Longhorns are 26 days out to their start opener with Maryland and really the launch of the college football season. Number 20 on our Horn Top 25 countdown today, Kansas State. We'll talk about them throughout the morning as well and shine a spotlight on Bill Snyder's Wildcats. Also on Mondays, you know, we do the good, the bad, and the ugly from your busy weekend. Whatever you saw that was terrific, including Hideki Matsuyama with a 61 yesterday.
That stuff was good right there.
61, Buck? What, 9 birdies? It says, are y'all doing the pick 3 for the golf tournament this week? Of course.
They're trying to get him in early. They want to be
get
the first
in early.
Team, yes.
It's the Horn and the B&E Major Championship Golf Challenge, last one of the year, final one of the year. Get your pick 3s in. You can send them to the email, ehogan, that'd be me, at hornfm.com. We'll start to compile those, and yes, they tee off at Quail Hollow on Thursday.
Yeah, part of the package will be a Bobby Jones 56-degree wedge. That is awesome. Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
That
makes
great
it spin right
Bucky
there.
Bucky always puts together an unbelievable package. A sack of stuff, as we say. You know,
yeah,
Tom Herman has a sack.
I got a sack, too.
Bucky has a sack.
It's not the only one with a sack now.
That's right.
These nuts are tender.
That's right.
No.
That's right. So golf is on the brain with the major coming up. Jordan Spieth with a chance to complete the Grand Slam. He'd have all four if he could get the PGA Championship after winning the Open Championship.
He started out like a house on fire on Thursday and Friday and then just kind of
finished tied for 13th.
Settled back a little bit.
You know, Rory McIlroy finished 5th yesterday. I mean, everybody kind of.
He may be coming into form, McIlroy.
Well, and he's got the course record, I believe, at Quail Hollow, where they will tee that off on Thursday. So we'll start taking those. Also, your good, your bad, and your uglies throughout the morning. Can't tell you how big the win was for the Astros yesterday. I was listening to the game. I played golf, as I mentioned yesterday, but I was listening, and it was 6-3, and the Astros were on their way to another one of those, you know, kind of depressing losses for the Astros. They've hit a skid here where they lost. This would have been their third straight series loss, and they are off today. The story would have been, you know, are the Astros, you know, leaking oil? How bad is it? Obviously, they've been lousy since Dallas Keuchel sounded off in the locker room after the Astros weren't active at the trade deadline. So obviously, this story is pretty easy to write. Are the Astros are they cracking internally? Because the front office didn't do enough and didn't add pieces. Obviously, they've got 3 All-Stars on the disabled list with Springer and you know, Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers. That certainly hurts when 3 of your 6 All-Stars are down. The lineup's going to be fine when they get everybody back in place. I still think the Astros have a major issue in their bullpen, big picture. But that win yesterday was big because they rallied for 4 in the ninth. And so the story on the off day is positive that you found some magic and some mojo and you came from behind to win the game. You know, again, I think the Astros are fine with their lineup and their starting pitching. Their biggest issue is going to be that bullpen. And the problem for them right now is Chris Devensky, who's an all-star himself. He's starting to leak some oil, it appears. And, you know, meanwhile, the Red Sox are streaking, and the Red Sox bullpen's the best in the American League, big picture. They are a lockdown back end right now.
Well, yeah, if they can get run production, they're fine. In Boston, that's not their problem. It's pitching for the Astros, though. It's going to come up. I mean, it's just going to be that way. Now they've made light of it. They've got it out there that they should have gone and got some pitching. So we'll just see how they this point on. What can you do? You just got to see how you got to hope you score runs, and that's what they do. They score a lot of runs.
Well, we had Jeff Passan on from Yahoo the day after the trade deadline on that Tuesday, and you know, he said everybody in the baseball industry kind of thought Yu Darvish would end up an Astro. And I let me just say this. With the Nolan Ryan situation, there was no way Yu Darvish was going to get dealt to the Astros. That wasn't happening.
No.
That wasn't happening. There is, whatever you want to call it, is it bad blood? Is it animosity?
It's still there, no matter what it is.
It's still there.
Yeah, of course.
And they're division rivals. I mean,
you don't do that very often anyway, period, right?
There was never going to be a deal there for Yu Darvish, even though the Astros might have offered a package. And I think both sides kind of knew that. That's one of those, let's pursue Zach Britton. Let's pursue some other things. We're not getting Yu Darvish. And, you know, I think it's fair to criticize Jeff Luhnow for not pivoting off the Zach Britton trade and going and getting a Brad Hand or someone else, because right now their bullpen is looking rough. Now there's 2 months left in the season. There's plenty of time to get things straightened out. But again, we've seen it the last, you know, 5 years, Buck. What wins World Series? Run production against good pitching, and then bullpens that can lock people up for the final 6 to 9 outs of a baseball game in a big postseason series. I don't know that the Astros would feel very confident right now with what they're doing in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, especially if Chris Devensky starts to lose that mojo that he's had all year long. He's been susceptible the last several times out. But a big win for them yesterday. It was good to see. They rallied for 4 in the ninth. We'll hear the highlights of that coming up. Also on the good side of things, or is this bad or is this ugly? Jay Cutler is not doing TV broadcasting this year. Jay Cutler has been signed by the Miami Dolphins to compete with Matt Moore as their starting quarterback.
Well, he's got his quarterback coach there. I mean, the 1 year that he did really, really well is when he had this coach, and his coach is right there. So it was a pretty good fit. They needed to do that. You know, you can talk about Colin Kaepernick or whatever. This was a better fit. And Colin Kaepernick's probably not going to get a gig, but until somebody really gets hurt, until something goes down where a team or three teams lose and you have no choice but to get Colin Kaepernick as your quarterback. That's how that's going to work out. But if there's a fit for Jay Cutler, this is the one.
Yeah, I mean, we said this on Friday when the news came out that Ryan Tannehill was going to be down. And that story is so silly that, I mean, silly is not even the right word. It's just, I don't know how an organization allows that to happen. Ryan Tannehill injured that knee last December in a regular season game. It cost him the last few games of the regular season, but he never had surgery on it.
Yeah, now he's still thinking about, well, let's find out 6 to 8 weeks from now and see if I can. No, just get your knee done.
Who's in charge down there?
Well, get your knee done. There shouldn't be any, we're going to wait and see.
Well,
they paid too much money for this dude.
No, he signed an $85 million contract. He's your starting quarterback. You know, they tried to rest the knee to see if it would heal. He should have had the surgery. And you know, when Adam Schefter reports that a source in the Dolphins organization told him that, you know, they kind of felt like the knee was kind of a ticking time bomb, I don't know how you allow your starting quarterback to have a ticking time bomb. Get it taken care of so you can, I don't know, you're coming off a 10-win season. You went 10-6 a year ago. You got this running back, Jay Ajayi. You're building a defense.
Great wide receiver.
Adam Gase really showed a lot of promise in his first year as the head coach. And I don't know how you leave that to risk. I don't know how you leave that to chance.
Well, you shouldn't have. That's on the organization. I'd be looking at that medical staff and going, somebody's about to lose a gig here. You got to come in to me as a medical person and tell me as the head coach and say to me, that thing has to have surgery. Let's go. I don't care when it is, but it needs surgery. There's no risk. There's no, it could go at any time. As soon as I'd hear the word, it could go at any time, I'd be like, let's get it done. Why are you messing around? See, NFL. Other NFL news, Mike Tomlin, he gets a new deal.
Tomlin's?
Yeah. Tomlin's gets a new deal to
the
20.
The Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's the way they do things.
He needed that vote of confidence a little bit. Things were a little bit.
Well, I think it's more media-driven than anything with him. I mean, that's just the way they do it in Pittsburgh. He wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm 44. They've had three coaches in my lifetime.
No.
In Pittsburgh. Three coaches.
I said what I said.
Yeah. Three coaches in my lifetime.
And his running back's still not in camp, which. Anybody worried? Anybody? Are you worried?
Le'Veon Bell.
Are you worried about the 4-game suspension he'll have once he gets back, though? Anybody?
Is he getting a 4-game suspension?
Doesn't he always get a 4-game suspension every year?
Well, that hasn't come down yet.
Okay.
He wants a new contract, is what he's looking for. Hey, we told you about the overnight rains and the heavy thunderstorms in the area. How about this? Two people stuck on a rock in Shoal Creek in downtown Austin, right at 11th Street. There's people doing on a rock.
Get off of there.
It's 6 in the morning. Who's on a rock?
Stuck on there. Walk off.
What are you doing on? Well, the waters have risen around.
I'm pretty sure they got
a
sign that said, I'll work for free or whatever it is.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? That's not just anybody standing
on
a rock.
At 6 in the morning, for crying out loud.
The person has slept there in that trench before the rain started.
The heaviest rain has moved out of Travis County, but still raining. So obviously flooding in effect. Keep an eye. And if you're getting up
on a rock. Gilligan's Island?
Come on, man. Get off the rock.
Although Shoal Creek is dangerous. You know that. From many of floods that have gone through that.
Shoal Creek Saloon? That's been dangerous in the
past.
Yes,
indeed.
Oh, you're talking about the creek.
Oh, the creek. I'm talking about the initial creek. Yeah. The original creek.
Hey, we'll come back. We'll hit the headlines, including Jerry Jones into the Hall of Fame, Astros rally. Hear from Tom Herman after the first scrimmage, plus our coach's corner. We're focusing and spotlighting number 20 in our countdown. It's K-State today. Plenty to do. And a bad weekend for BK. Our producers need to quit making bets. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.